Well, I'm not even going to use intro music on this edition of Holy Commutes, this special edition. I think Justin did one the other day, and this is Texas Tim going to do one himself. So got a few things to say in regards to all of the comments and opinions that are going on about the United Wiffle Ball Tournament. You know, for those of you that know me, know that I'm very fair. I'm very neutral. I have no interest really in alliances with who wins. I do have some of people that I like more than others. But I don't necessarily root for them or want them to win more than anyone else. But I would like to address a couple of the things that are going around right now. First off, I'm really disappointed that a lot of the ear from people is headed towards Tim and Paul Cook. Guys, I'm part of the committee with Tim and Paul. And if you don't know, there are 9 members of that committee. And it's Tim and Paul, Nick Shirey, Food Man, Rob Longereau, myself, Ed Packer, Danny Lanigan, and David Wood, Toast. We all are part of that committee, and we all have a voice. We all have a vote when it comes to voting. And we're all united. And if anybody's on the committee is not part of being united, then you need to probably step down and let us pick someone else that could be part of this process. We have made many votes along the way, much debate on a lot of different topics. But at the end of the day, we vote and the majority wins. And sometimes it's maybe the right decision, maybe the wrong decision. But collectively as a committee, we will enjoy the successes of what it is that we do. And we can also admit when things go awry or a mistake and correct it. And guys, you have to, a lot of you have never, ever run a tournament in your life and don't even know the first thing about the logistics of doing this. And that's okay. I mean, you do have an opinion, and we are, last year when we did the survey, there were some things that come back that we tried to make it better. One example was there were still complaints about wait time. And anytime you play in a wiffle ball tournament, you're going to have wait times. Anytime. But that was one of the things with the decision of this format was to try to reduce some of that wait time. And there was lots of thought that gone into it. Last year, everybody, the 40 team tournament was perfect. We loved it. But I'll tell you, there was actually shouting and screaming practically in our UF meetings over that format itself. Some people did not like it and others really liked it. And ultimately we picked it, but there were other formats that were being considered and we didn't expect the end result to be as good as it was received, because there were still people going into it that didn't love it. And at the end of the day, any tournament is going to be limited to space and time. Therefore, that's what we were up against. And you can say, well, you know, you have the 5-inning thing, you have the wait time thing, you have, teams should be ranked or not ranked. And guys, all that was discussed in our committee. And the committee has a majority of players on this committee, and they have a voice. I mean, there's players on this committee that are on some of the greatest teams that have a voice. And singling out Paul and Tim, I personally think is unfair when you call them by name in your being upset and your tags on social media. So, you know, there is a way to go about it. And you know, the survey just come out. Use that survey to give not just the things that you disliked about it, but tell us what you liked about the tournament. And anytime you like going to a restaurant, you know, if the food's bad, you're just going to give a complete, absolutely horrible review of the restaurant. When in fact, you could have had one of the greatest servers in the world that really tried to take care of you, but you don't note that and you don't remember that. You just remember that you had a bad experience with your steak not being cooked correctly. But there are other things about your experience that may have been good. But so many times we have a bad experience somewhere that that's all we want to do is write about the negative. And so, but there are a lot of positives with this, with this national tournament. Number one, that we have it. I mean, we were in jeopardy of not having a fast pitch championship just a short year and a half ago, not having one. And the members of this committee got together and put together United Wiffle Ball as a committee. So, and I'm part of it, and I'm a big boy. If you want to fuss at me, then go right ahead. I always try to do my best at the job that I have been asked to do at the tournament. And I hope that you all appreciate that. But I am part of the committee, and I do have a voting voice when it comes to these types of things. The format was voted on and by the committee that compile of mostly players in this committee. So remember that. Your friends that are on this committee had a vote. You can talk to them. Hey, I don't like it. I wish you'd have done it differently. Can you voice your opinion next time y'all start getting together? And we haven't, as of right now, we haven't done that, but it's coming. We all have full-time jobs. We all have lives. And for any of you that truly believe that anyone's making money off this, you're grossly mistaken. I spent over $1,500 of my own time and money to make it to this tournament, and enjoyed it. Would do it all over again in a heartbeat. So don't think I'm fussing about my time. I mean, I spent my own vacation time to get away for this and money. And I don't play. I have no dog in the hunt. I love doing this. I love you guys. I love the teams, the characters, this sport. If you know who I am, you know how much I love this sport. I love to be involved. And I'm thankful that I'm involved in this tournament. And I'm thankful that I'm part of this committee, because I'm happy to participate and give my opinion where it's needed. And sometimes where it's not needed, but you're there. But we really did discuss a lot of your complaints. Some of the people, members of the committee, brought those up during the discussions. But at the end of the day, we did vote, and this is what we had decided to do. And you know what? If we need to make changes, we'll make changes and move on. You're not letting the process play itself out, that if there was a mistake or a better way of doing it, that we'll figure it out. There's a lot of experience in running events on this committee, in addition to players, that you do have Paul and Tim and Nick Shirey and Food Man and Rob and myself and whoever else on the committee is running a bunch of tournaments. But we have a lot of experience and we'll figure it out and make it better. So I'm not worried. I just hate it that some of your attention is focused on Paul and Tim. And you know, I know that they're the face that you see and communicate with, but we are all our committee and I'm going to stand united with my guys. But I also hear you and we'll discuss it and we'll figure it out. It will happen. But along those lines, by your fussing and I just can't help but get a feeling of by everybody doing this, you're devaluing what the juggernauts did. And I hate that for them. You know, a lot of the discussion, you know, you're not acknowledging, hey, juggernauts is the best tournament. I mean, a team there, bar none. I mean, not even going to have this discussion. But I wish it could have done a little bit better. But instead, you're focused on the other stuff. But I'll tell you what, the best team Sunday, I don't care. I'll fight you over it. The best team Sunday won. They had their backs against the wall. And they won. And fair and square. You know, you could say it's not fair, but there were other teams that what you call had that advantage or that route two or winning three games, only playing three at that point. There were other teams that had done that. These guys were one strike away from being eliminated. Found a way. Won. Same thing last year with Usual Suspects. I'm the first one to admit that was a surprise to me. I told Danny to his face, you're not going to win this tournament. We joke about it. He still gives me a hard time about it. Before the tournament, you're not going to win. And I did. I told him that. But they went and did it. They won. They were the best team. You could say that they're not weren't the best talented team there. But that tournament, they were. They played the best and won it. Juggernauts did the same thing. And I just can't help but feel horrible for those guys that you guys are almost like putting an asterisk by their championship. I hate that for those guys. Like, oh, well, we would have won if we had had this draw or advantage or would have you? Maybe, maybe not. You know? But nonetheless, they were the best team there. And I wish you guys would acknowledge that more when you do have a beef. You know, and I feel bad for those guys. But we do welcome your feedback and use that. If you don't fill out the survey and tell us things, then and fuss, then shame on you, because that's not we're I use your vote. Use your voice in the right way. You know, and that's the way to help us guide the decisions on how it is that we can improve. And I being part of the committee, I'll tell you, nothing was set up to try to give the MAW teams an advantage. It was not done that way. If you felt like it was, it wasn't done that way with a purpose. The whole purpose of doing the route two was trying to, it didn't work out the way that we wanted. It didn't work out the way that we had envisioned, you know, with the bids. What we envisioned when we first set it up was that all you guys were going to go, oh, we want to get to route two. Let's go play in that tournament. And that didn't happen. We thought that people would be hungry to get to the route two because, yes, there was an advantage. We could and try to go to those tournaments to get those bids. We were thinking that three teams, possibly from the outside, would come to Texas to try to win that bid. Didn't happen. Well, that's not true. The Louisiana team came, Ben's teams came and tried. You know, Southeast Wiffle, we thought there were teams would be travel down there to go get that bid. It didn't happen. POW, we thought would send a team from the West Coast to represent. Didn't happen. So things didn't happen exactly the way we had anticipated by setting up that method. After the fact, you guys go, oh, wow, that was really advantageous for those guys. I think if you did it all over again, some of your teams would have went and done that. If you knew, you know, there were people that complained about the format a week before the tournament when the format has been out for quite a while. You just didn't spend the time to look at it and digest it. Right or wrong, you know, with the format, we'll figure it out. We'll make it better. But again, we're limited to space and time. You know, how much space we have to set up fields and how much time we have to run the games. And so we hear you. The one last thing, I know that people talk about the C4 and Phenoms matchup, and some of my friends, and even I heard one today just starting spitting out, you know, bad words about this matchup happening. This could happen with no matter what we did to, you could say, seed it. It could have happened the same way with another team because, you know, the C4 put themselves in that slot by losing a game earlier. So they were already predestined to go to a certain spot because they lost a game earlier, just like some other teams did. They're no different than anyone else. But C4 put themselves in that slot by losing a game earlier. Now, you can say, well, the C4 Phenoms matchup was, you know, shouldn't have happened. Well, if it wasn't the Phenoms, because it was going to be an undefeated team. Because remember, C4 put themselves in that slot automatically by losing a game. It was pre-slotted where they were going to go in the bracket, just like other teams that had the same record or something similar. But if it wasn't C4, you know, it could have been Usual Suspects, could have been Black Dog Country Club could have been Whiff Inc., could have been the Meats who finished second. And it could have been the Juggernauts. Y'all still be doing that? I mean, there was going to be an undefeated team there slotted against C4 who lost a game to get slotted there, to get put there. It was already predetermined. And no matter what, again, you're wanting us to use a method that the same outcome could have and probably would have happened of them playing, of C4 playing one of the top four or five teams in the tournament at that point of the playoffs. It could have happened, guys. And you act like, some of you act like this was done on purpose or to give MAW teams an advantage. And I'm sorry you feel that way. I really am. But whatever feedback comes out of this, I promise you, the committee as a whole will listen. We'll figure it out. We'll make this right for the game of wiffle ball, for United Wiffle Ball. We want to continue to grow the sport. We had some amazing growth this year. This in-tournament experience was still an amazing experience. From the Friday night fan fest, which was off the chain. Thank you for MLW for coming out and helping make that even a more success than it was last year. Love seeing all the kids out there. It's just seeding more growth for the game of wiffle ball. Yeah, MLW, but for the game of wiffle ball, like for us guys, for Fast Plastic, for the highest level of competitive wiffle ball, it's all good for the game of growth. And we're all going to benefit from them long run. But again, we'll figure it out, guys. I'm going to trust the system, and I want you to as well. And next year when the format comes out, you can digest it a little bit more when it comes out. I'm sure you will. But again, talk to the committee members. Tell them. And some of you already have. But we'll get it figured out. I promise. We're a committee. And we're united. And we're united Wiffleball. And we will continue and do another great tournament next year. Texas Tim, out.